harassed life after life by the laws of nature. The living entity wanders throughout the entire universe in different planets and different species of life. Somehow or other, if he is fortunate enough, he comes in touch with a devotee who reforms his entire life. Then the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, it is said, Janami Janami Sabe Pita Mata Paya. Krishna Guru
Mata.
In the transmigration of the soul to a different body, everyone in every form of life, be it human, animal, tree, or demigod, gets a father
and mother.
This is not very difficult. The difficulty is to obtain a bona fide spiritual master, Krishna. Therefore, the duty of a human being is to catch the opportunity to come in touch with Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master.
Yeah.
Under the guidance of the spiritual master, the spiritual father, one can return home back to Godhead.
So, this teaching point is here, but is given in this verse. One should not develop so much attachment to one's wife, son, daughter, home and heart. You understand? But because these all material attachments, all material things are temporary, isn't it? But attachment to Guru, attachment to Krishna is not temporary, is eternal and is really loving attachment. You understand? Loving attachment. They are not like this mercantile commodities like and the suvarna and the gold and other things. And gold goes to the head of enemy, enemy uses it. So his hand is goes, that person develops matter, then he goes to the hand of other person, no more attachment. That's the mouth of Sisakitu Sam. But Jiva is eternal, Jivatma is eternal, he has no birth and death. But relationship, so-called father and mother, material father and mother is material attachment, material relationship is temporary, not eternal. But attachment, relationship to Guru and Krishna is eternal. It's not that attachment. And it is based on perfect eternal loving relationship, loving attachment. That should be kept. But your attachment to Sukha, father, mother, wife, son, daughter, material, bodily attachment, one should not develop so much attachment. Rather, so very, very, very indifferent. And Mahaprabhu's instruction, antarnistha bahya loka vyavahar. In the heart, no attachment is there. Just outward attachment. Bahya loka vyavahar. Do you understand me? In the heart, only attachment is Guru and Krishna. No other attachment. And outwardly only you behave. Yes, my father, my mother, my wife. I should believe this. This is only outward. Antarnistha bahya loka vyavahar. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami. Akshiras Krishna tamaya karibe uddhar. You do like that, and very soon Krishna will take you out from this deep dark well of home life. That is there. So, 11th canto, 29th chapter. Six of said, Naiva Pashyanti Patitam Kavaya Savesa Brahmayusopi Krutam Ruddhamudas Naranta Jo Antar Bahistan Bhutang Asubham Vidunna Asajya Taita Bhavusa Sogatim Benakti. You understand? He said, Asajya Taita Bhavusa Sogatim Benakti. Oh Lord, you are in the heart as Antar Jami, super soul, and you are, when you see friend of Jiva, and outwardly you are present as Acharya. Do you understand? Therefore, one can understand this thing. Who is there from Paramatma in the heart? He assumes a body and appears as Acharya Guru, outwardly, is our only evolution friend. Paramatma, Supreme Lord evolution friend, and his representative, Acharya Guru, evolution friend. They are always thinking of good, doing good to us. They never think of any evil. Rather, any bad thing comes, obstacle comes in the path of devotion, they, let's say, destroy it, and they protect us if we are faithful to them, if we have developed real attachment, love for them, if we are following their instruction as it is, do you understand? Then they will protect us from all evils, all impediments, obstacles come in the path of devotion. At last, we will achieve the goal. Do you understand? So, therefore say, our attachment to Guru and Ishta, Bhagavan and Gurudev, is not like that of attachment to so-called father and mother, wife and son in this material world. That's temporary, do you understand? And if you develop so much attachment, consequently you will suffer here, repeatedly you will suffer here and evolve the cycle of birth and death. This is the teaching here. So many places you will find in Bhagavatam this is discussed. Instruction is even who is brahmachari, who is vanprasthi, who is a jati or sannyasi. Do not look at a woman. Even do not look at the wooden form of a woman. Even do not touch the wooden form of a woman with the feet. Isn't it? So, it's forbidden. So, one may think that this woman as a class very bad. Isn't it? Very bad. This is not intelligent. Why they look bad? This is applicable to both men and women because that's quite natural attraction between man and woman. Man is naturally attracted towards woman. Woman is naturally attracted to man. That's quite natural. And it is applicable to both man and woman. It is not that there is anything wrong or they have anything new. There is wrong in you, woman. The wrong lies in you. The example, a little serpent is very fearful, isn't it? A piece of rope lying, looking like a serpent. Not a serpent, but seeing it one becomes fearful, isn't it? Similarly. Who is a brahmachari? Who is a vanprasthi, sannyasi? He should be like that. He should be very much afraid of the form of human. What to speak of this? Do you understand? This is, it is not that is wrong in the woman. No, wrong with us. We don't know how to behave with them, how to utilize them. Do you understand? There is variegatedness in this world. Variegatedness. This variegatedness is not wrong thing. You should learn how to use it or utilize it. If you don't learn it, and if you don't use it in a proper way, then wrong lies with you. What is the proper way of using it? Everything should be used for the salvation of Krishna. It's all of Krishna. The Lord's creation. The Lord's creation. The very eternal. And everything should be used for the service of Krishna. He is the enjoyer. He is the only enjoyer. And he is. These are all for Vrindya, for Krishna, the enjoyment. Jiva is not enjoyer, Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Jiva is to be enjoyed. Yes. If you can give enjoyment to Krishna, then you will get real pleasure. Otherwise, if you develop the abhimana that I am enjoyer, and these are all for my enjoyment, then definitely you will suffer. Get punishment. That is the teaching here. So, woman is Krishna Rasi, man is Krishna Dasa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Oh Lord, who is my wife? She is your maid servant. Bandhu dara suta suta. Tava dasi dasa. Chaita samandhi to amar praya. Oh Lord, who is my friend? He is your servant. Who is my wife? She is your maid servant. Who is my son? He is your servant. Who is my daughter? She is your maid servant. So all are your servants and maid servants. And this is the relationship, this is perfect, eternal, loving relationship. Material relationship is temporary relationship. But this relationship with you is perfect, loving relationship. I want to establish that relationship. This is perfect, loving, eternal, perfect, loving relationship. Then there is no wrong in it. Instead of establishing that relationship, you establish bodily relationship, temporary material relationship, definitely you suffer. Because you abuse it. Instead of using them in service of Krishna, and giving pleasure and enjoyment to Krishna, you use it for your own service, your own enjoyment. That is the wrong lies with you. It's not that wrong lies with the creation of woman or creation of man. Understand me? That is the point. Brahmachari should not look at women. Sannyasi should not look at a woman. It's not a fact that the creation of woman is bad. No. The wrong lies with us. We should have to look at, is Krishna. Is object of enjoyment of Krishna. If you see a woman, immediately Brahmachari should think in mind. Immediately sannyasi or brahmacharya should think in mind. Oh, beautiful woman, Krishna is the enjoyer. Yes, it's been enjoyed by Krishna. I am the enjoyer. Don't think like that, and don't think that I am the enjoyer and jump up that desire for enjoyment, then you will lose everything. Understand? That is the teaching here. It said, We undergo tapasya, very severe tapasya. Krishna says that tapasya si tat ka uttayam kurusya madarpana. If you want to undergo very severe tapasya, undergo tapasya for me. And offer the result of tapasya to me. Arabhijodhi hari tapasya tatakim, narabhijodhi hari tapasya tatakim, antarbhijodhi hari tapasya tatakim, nantarbhijodhi hari tapasya tatakim. If Lord Hari is not worshipped, what is the need of tapasya? What is the need of tapasya? Nara is already tapasya tataki. If Lord Hari is worshipped, what is the need of tapasya then? Antarvaijadi hari tapasya tataki, Nantarvaijadi hari tapasya tataki. If someone can see Lord Hari within and without, what is the need of tapasya? If someone cannot see Lord Hari within and without, what is the need of tapasya? Understand? Tapasya should be done for Lord Hari, for his pleasure. And to get Lord Hari and please him, and give the result, offer the result of tapasya to otherwise has the need of tapasya. So if we are not engaged in service of the eternal being, that is Supreme Lord, then it is abuse of her life. You understand? Both men and women learn this thing. And both of them should be engaged in offering, rendering loving service to the Supreme Being, the Supreme Personality, Godhead. That is Krishna, all beautiful. Then life is successful. After that, they will serve their body or bodily relation, husband, wife relationship, they establish material relation, bodily relationship. Then both of them will suffer. Relationship should be established, basis, relationship with Krishna. You understand? Krishna is the only object of love. Therefore, both husband and wife, this relationship, all the relationships, father and son relationship, and master and servant relationship, and friend relationship, and the five categories of relationships. If it is based on the perfect loving relationship with Krishna, then it is all right. Otherwise, if you establish bodily, temporary bodily, material relationship, and that way you deal and engage yourself, then you'll suffer. Yes. Instead of giving enjoyment, pleasure to the Supreme, Eternal Supreme Being, Supreme Lord Krishna, you are abusing your service mentality to giving pleasure to your senses and body. You understand? This is a teaching for purpose. It's not that variegatedness is bad. The creation of man is bad, or creation of woman is bad. Just don't ask how it is all created by Krishna. Krishna is only enjoyer, and man will be enjoyed by Krishna, and woman will be enjoyed by Krishna. When a man sees a woman, immediately that desire for enjoyment crosses up. Immediately think of, oh, Krishna is enjoyer, and such beautiful woman will be enjoyed by Krishna. I am not enjoyer. This is not a woman will think of. It is not that the thought lies with man or fertilized with woman. The brahmachari says, why woman is created, I should not look at. Why sannyas will think, why should not look at? No. There is no wrong in them. Wrong is in me. I don't know how to look at, how to see, how to behave. That's wrong, like this, understand? This is the teaching. Therefore, so many things have been said about this Sri Sangha. And this we can do. Understand? Thank you very much.
Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavata Katha Amrita ki jai, Bhagavata Katha Amrita Rasa Pipasa Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Pramanandi.
Thank you. సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి రూపాజీ మహారాజ్ అనంత కోటి వైశ్వర్యాన్ని కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభుత్యానంద శ్రీద్వైశ్వరా శివాసాది గౌరవ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపిన శ్యామకుండ గిరివర్ధంతి వృందావన సంతి మథురాధం జగన్నాథ విధాం మాయాపున్న విధాం గంగామాయి జన్మాయి తులసిదేవి భక్తిదేవి శ్రీమతి రాధరంగి హరినామ సంకీర్తన గీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన గీ ప్రేమదాతా నితాయి గీ ప్రేమదాతా పది పావన నితాయి గీ
Come on.